Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am with Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys. And Mike, a new study from Bankrate.com shows 4 in 10 are ill-prepared if a recession hits in the next 6 to 12 months. That's 41 million who say they are not at all prepared. First off, what are your thoughts on that? Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I've been reading statistic after statistic, year after year, talking about folks not being prepared for retirement. So it doesn't surprise me at all that folks wouldn't be ready for a recession. You know, a recession means a slowdown in the economy. And oftentimes that means, you know, unemployment rates are going up and people are losing their jobs. And it really means that they don't have enough cash set aside to prepare for that. So it really doesn't surprise me. And, you know, people need to be more prepared. On average, you should have about 6 months worth of cash set aside in a savings or checking account. So, you know, you're prepared for that. I think there's two things. One is folks aren't prepared for it from a cash flow standpoint. They're also not training themselves to do other things out in the marketplace, meaning that, you know, if I'm a welder, I should get certified and trained to do something else, because if I lose my welding job, you know, I might be able to fit a different niche, and they're not doing that. And they're also not preparing their portfolios. So, you know, we talk about all the time diversification and being prepared for the next downturn with your investments and making sure that you have cash or bonds or, you know, CDs, something that's not stock market related, because oftentimes a recession is going to actually going to see the stock market typically go down before the recession hits. It's a leading indicator, and so you want to be able to take advantage of that.
Mike, speaking of recession, what, if any, indications are that we could see one in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, the bond market has been predicting it on and off for the last few months, and I know certainly it's an election season coming up, and the Democrats have been talking down the economy. And, you know, if you have enough fear in the economy that there may be a recession, it's sort of funny because the talk of a recession oftentimes leads to people saying, well, I better not buy that luxury item, right? I better not buy that new car or that hot tub that I wanted or that big, large TV that I wanted, because there might be a recession. And the result of that is less consumer spending. And oftentimes that's what causes the recession. So, you know, it's sort of weird and funny that, you know, a recession, oftentimes we talk our way into it. Oftentimes we talk our way out of it. Hey, look, you know, now's the time to buy things. You know, it's cheap, it's cost effective, take advantage of it. And the market swings the other way. But, you know, you can't predict those types of recessions, but what you can do is prepare for them. And as we talked about before, making sure you've got at least 6 months worth of cash set aside, train yourself to do other things out in the workforce so you become more valuable to your company. So if they lay folks off, hopefully it's not you, and your investments are prepared for the downswing before the recession so you could take advantage of it and buy, you know, asset classes when they're cheap. One other thing is that oftentimes in the business world, you know, some of the greatest opportunities come during a recession, whether that, you know, buying other companies or taking advantage of lower prices, let's say in the real estate market or whatever it is, automobiles. You know, I mean, oftentimes a recession means, obviously it's a slow economy and typically means there's deals out there. So a great way to take advantage of that is to make sure you've got plenty of cash set aside to do so.
What are some of the ways that people, the easy ways, we've talked about the 6 months money setting aside and getting yourself certified to work in another line of work. What are some other easy ways to prepare for a recession just in case?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is to make sure you're going through your budget on a month-to-month basis. And, you know, we all spend money we shouldn't. And that doesn't mean that we, you know, live like hermits, but I think a great opportunity to go through your budget and say, is there anything that I'm spending money on that I don't necessarily really need? I can cut out of my lifestyle in the short term to build a cash account, so that way I'm better prepared. The other thing is, look, the economy is hot. And, if you have the opportunity and you're fortunate enough to be able to maybe work some extra hours now, when we know unemployment rates are at 3.6% and the economy's hot, take advantage of it, and then set that money aside into, some of your savings and your 401k plans, try to build yourself a nest egg so you're taking advantage of the hot economy to prepare for a colder economy down the road. And at some point we'll go through it. It's a natural business cycle that we have to rise and pull back and then rise again. So, we're going to get into a recession. I don't know whether that's going to be 6 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now. They're unpredictable, but, it will happen for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.